So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Before we introduce this couple, I need to do a quick show note.
Okay.
Today's Great Mate Debate will touch on the subject of Mr. Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to know that we are going to maintain the sanctity of Mr. Claus. We're not going to tell you any of the secrets about where the elves live
when they
his
start
actual
making
physical
toys.
Address. None of that stuff will get revealed in this thing. So this is going to be a safe discussion of Santa and his processes. Okay.
Yeah.
Just had to get that out there.
Okay.
What do we have?
We have a lovely couple today, Shane and Kristen, and we're going to decide, I guess, how big of a role Santa has this year.
Okay.
The biggest.
Kristen has won the toss here. So she goes first. Kristen?
Yay.
Let's talk about it. What's going on?
Well, we're planning a toned-down version of Christmas this year with fewer presents, and I've already told our two boys that they should expect only one or two presents instead of what seemed like the hundreds that they got last year.
Gotcha.
And,
so many. So the kids gave Santa their list already, but I circled back, and I told Santa that we want our presents, like, that huge list to go to some other kids this year who might not get presents. And I think that's an important thing to teach kids.
Might not get any from Santa?
If there's kids out there who might not get as many, maybe. Or something.
Oh, give some to them.
But our kids are still going to get one or two really special presents from Santa because, of course, Santa is going to visit them. But we talked about what presents on the list could go to some other kids. And I believe that Santa is on board with our plan to keep the gifts light this year. And of course, you know, mom and dad are giving gifts too.
But you're keeping it light as well.
I'm not revealing that.
Okay. Okay.
Mom and Dad might, you know, it's not going to be.
You're like,
it won't be like it was last year.
I get what you're saying, because, like, I do remember years where it was like March, and it's like, do you even know that you have 8 more Lego sets that you haven't even?
Yeah.
Like, you, right? They don't even care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's an overload at certain points where,
especially,
it's like,
especially when you're young and all your aunts and uncles are sending stuff. Like, I feel like it gets a bit out of control.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying that you have circled back with Santa and gave the message to, like,
I actually had a conference call with Santa, and we talked about the fact that it's really more special when you have one or two special things.
Okay.
At least that's the way it was for me as a kid. And we also talked about the importance of, you know, sharing things with your community. That's really important to Santa.
That's
a really good guy.
That sounds right up Santa's alley.
Yeah.
That sounds like what he's about.
Santa's the best, you know?
I don't know. Santa rolled into my house. Let's talk to Shane here.
Slacker, maybe you never had the conversation with Santa. Okay.
Shane?
Yai.
What's your side of this?
Look, we can't control what Santa does or how many toys he decides to bring for the boys. You know, Santa's a generous guy, and we should have the boys, we should have had them trim down their lists before they talk to him.
But, that is a good point.
So you're saying they went hog wild with Santa, and if Santa just goes, these kids are good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're smart kids going, oh, we're going to get no gifts? Well, I'll just ask Santa.
Right.
It's how you get a BB gun when you're little. Yeah,
I think you can tone down from you, but can you tone down from Santa when that's out of your control?
Right.
Yeah, the list is out. And now that Santa knows all the things they want, he might bring them everything. Even if we, you know, don't give the kids many presents this year, I feel like Santa, he might be the one that comes through.
That also sounds right up Santa's alley. Yeah.
Let me jump in. 303-222-5423. Please text or call, especially if you've been able to tell if you've gotten Santa to back it down. Or is Santa just Santa, and does he just sometimes go buck wild? It feels a little weird that you guys aren't united as a family here, Shane. That, like, why aren't you on Kristen's team with, you know, having Santa divert some of this?
I have the same question.
Yeah.
And Mom and Dad are giving... I'm now having to reveal my secrets. Quite a few. Mom and Dad are coming through. I just feel like Mom and Dad should do the heavy lifting, and also maybe you shouldn't get everything. Like, don't get everything you ask for. You get some of the things you ask for.
So
is Christmas the time to not get what you spent the whole year plotting to ask for?
This was an enormous list.
Okay, well, maybe talk to them before they make the list.
But it's been, you know, it's been a tough year for the kids, and I feel like a little bit of magic could come their way to kind of brighten things up. You know, Santa knows.
Okay,
that does.
Especially, I think I get what Shane is saying. If he's like, if we're not going to do it big, we can at least let Santa do it big, and then we kind of, it's best of both worlds. We trim back, but Santa
does. Santa does.
Yeah.
But again, it doesn't matter which one of you spoils the kids. Maybe the kids don't need to be spoiled. Maybe Christmas isn't about the quantity of presents. Mm. And if Kristen's trying to send the message of this is a time of giving, not receiving, that maybe they should unite under that. But Shane's like, hey, I'm all for that giving message, but Santa just might.
Santa does what Santa does. Kristen, I'm a little...
Santa's a giver.
Yeah, I'm a little torn with Kristen, because why would you guys not just pull back and
why
be like...
everybody pull back?
Well, exactly.
Everybody
it's
should
like
pull
you want
if we're pulling
the
back.
Credit over Santa, but like, that's not... Don't you feel a little bit like Kristen wants the credit?
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's not about wanting the credit, but in my family, you got a couple of presents from Santa and mom and dad brought the rest of your presents. And maybe this is just how I was raised, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to figure out.
I don't know.
I think that you are newer parents, right?
Yeah, they're young.
And like, I think that there are other parents who've maybe tried this path where you influence Santa and tell him to back it off. Or does Santa just go, talking to me?
Yeah.
You tell me what to do?
I read the list and I'll
figure it out. I do what I do.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Been a few thousand years, all right?
And like, I've been working on this for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Hang on right there. Don't move. We're going to get you a jury and we're going to figure out what this Christmas looks like. If Christmas needs to be scaled down for whatever reason, then is it right to just ask Santa to scale it down? It is, I mean, because it, you have to, I have to believe, Tiak, even though you too are a young parent, your kids have more crap than they will use in a thousand lifetimes already.
They do, and I think there are diminishing returns at a certain point with all the gifts where you think it's going to be, if we fill the room with presents, it'll be the best Christmas ever. And at a certain point, it's kind of like,
it's overkill.
I'm still opening.
Like, yeah, we're done. Yeah. It's enough. And like you said, there's stuff. I mean, you regift them the next year or whatever, and you're like, this
they don't
is,
even know.
They it's don't. Like, I know. It becomes, and it's never been easier to get presents on demand. It's never been easier for aunts and uncles to send stuff.
Yes.
And, you know.
What about if your kids woke up Christmas morning and Santa was like, yeah, here's one thing. Don't you think they'd be kind of bummed?
Yeah, and that would be, especially because we went and we spoke with Santa, and I feel like my son especially, he's at the, where he'd be like, I mean, I was pretty clear with Santa about my list. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this isn't my list.
But Santa doesn't have to.
Like, yeah.
Santa, the population grows every year. Santa doesn't have to get you everything on your list.
No.
Santa's allowed to go.
Mm-hmm.
You get
but
maybe the
it?
One. Like Santa at my house brought us one big thing.
Totally.
Like when I wanted a bike, I got jammies and underwear and stuff from my parents. And then I was like, oh, my parents didn't give me a bike. I'm like, I'm not going to get a bike. And then it was like, holy crap.
Oh.
Santa left a bike.
Santa knew.
I mean, how killer was that?
But what if your mom had circled back that year and said, Santa.
But if Santa got me something.
No bikes for you.
And Santa was like,
all right,
he'll love it.
If you have any advice on how to tone Santa down, we could use your help. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a great mate debate involving the big man himself, Mr. Claus, Mr. Kringle.
Chris
Kringle. Kristen and Shane have sort of decided to tone down Christmas this year. Or so they said. The kids took a huge list to Santa, but then Kristen circled back and told Santa, hey man, we're scaling back, so bring less. And Shane's like, hey man, it's Santa.
Right.
Santa sometimes just goes.
The problem I'm having here is that Kristen is saying, well, we're still going to give them a good amount of gifts, but we're asking Santa to pull back. And I'm just not sure I'm following that reasoning. Let Santa do what Santa does.
Or everybody scale back and tell the kids, this year we're learning about giving.
Yes.
More than receiving.
Yeah.
This is the year for that. Kristen, Shane, feel free to jump in with any of the jury members. I would like you to read aloud the text that really, really summarizes Christmas.
In my home, the kids only got 3 presents from Santa. The reasoning was Jesus only got 3 gifts, so why would they get any more?
Didn't Jesus get big dog gifts like gold, frankincense, and myrrh?
Hey,
and not from Santa.
Oh.
Yeah, they're from distant
relatives. I'm not going to debate the biblical theology. But in my house,
girl, I'm with you. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Either, yeah.
But in my, the way we did it, and maybe this is part of what's confusing people or not coming across, you got like a big present from Santa and you got your stocking from Santa. And then like one of y'all said, you just got you got some fun presents from mom and dad, maybe a couple special ones and maybe some things like, I mean,
but Santa did the heavy lift.
Santa did the big one.
Santa brought your bike or your guitar or, you know, something like that, or the really huge stuff.
That is true.
Santa.
Or the BB gun.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, clearly the dangerous thing. Yeah.
Well, Santa brought the danger stuff for sure.
Well, mom and dad aren't buying that.
Right.
So.
Santa's fine.
I have two boys, so please stop saying BB gun.
Okay, sorry. Okay, let's get some jury members in here. Annie.
Yes.
Hi. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Why?
Because Santa has a lot of presents to give. There's a lot of kids in this world, and it wouldn't be fair if he gave a huge present to one person and a tiny present to the other. So it needs to be a little bit more even throughout, and the parents can make up the difference.
I do see your point on that.
That's a really good way to put it.
But not everybody compares. Like, you don't, I mean, I'm not saying, but like.
Kids do.
Yeah.
My kid does.
Yeah.
Kids are obsessed
and my kids know. Like, my kid wants one of those 3D printers from Santa, and we talked to her about like how maybe that's not fair. Like, what if all kids can't get 3D printers? And so instead, she's going to ask
for something a little lower key.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that Santa has time to make millions of 3D printers. Although,
it's a
daughter because I love women in STEM.
Yeah,
but. Truly,
we're off the rails.
I know.
Santa's 3D printing a sleigh now.
right.
I think you mean off the sleigh rails.
Okay, Kristen, you're gaining some points back.
Amy,
yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side. I think it's her side. Okay. Like Blacker said, Santa always brought us one big gift.
One thing.
Like whether it was, you know, one big thing each for us, or like if we collectively wanted something like
N64
one year. Damn. Like say, you know, all the siblings, we all got like the gaming console and all the games and all the things.
Oh,
and
then sweet. We got
Santa's nice.
Yeah. And like that was it. And everything else was from family and whatever.
Okay.
And that's what Santa does for our kids currently. Too.
I hear a naughty lister in the background there.
It sounds like our house.
All right. Thank you for the call. Here's the deal. Were the texts the way the calls were?
Yeah, actually. The texts were very like, Santa always brings one gift and fills the stockings. Like,
that's crazy. Yeah.
I
like to this day. Santa always did the most.
Really?
Yeah.
We, for some reason, I don't know why. I think my parents just didn't set them out. Santa didn't do stockings at our house.
Yeah, you got to set them out.
If you don't set a stocking out, he's not bringing socks with him.
No, he's not. Like,
he's like, here you go. Probably had stuff, and he's like, whatever.
But he still came through, even without the
100%. He just didn't do the stocking thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's on my parents. They just didn't realize that was a thing. But Santa definitely dropped stuff in stockings in my house.
I feel like what we learned is that like it's all about the parents, how the parents set up Santa. Like, are they allowing him the space?
Right.
Or are they going, we're handling so much of it that you
But
can't.
Since Kristen won, now Shane, you have to circle back and tell and reiterate that in your house, you're going to have to let Santa know. Like, jump on the next conference call. I don't know if she's got a Zoom set up.
Yeah, she seems to have him on dial.
In. But like,
I'll put you on the group text with Santa, babe.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's time to do the thing. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or nope.
News or nope. What is today?
Thursday?
Nobody's noped.
You're right.
Are we feeling the Christmas spirit or something? Why is everybody being so nice?
I think we've just had really good stories.
I should have noped Erin yesterday.
I know, because she went after Tay Tay yesterday.
I didn't go after her. I was pointing out a different guy. Good evening.
You know what it is? Hold on. Nope. Here's what it is. You did the thing that my mom does, where it's like, my mom won't cuss.
Uh-huh.
She won't.
Okay.
But then she'll go, oh, the neighbor, the ones 2 doors down, I heard the daughter say f***. And you're like, oh,
yay.
Mom, you still cussed. Do you know what I mean? And Aaron did that. Aaron just did that. It's like, wasn't me, Jason Taylor. I was explaining somebody else's position.
And I agreed with him.
I was just saying that I've never seen it from that perspective.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. So. You can't do it like that. You can't be like, no, hey, Jack, mm-hmm. no offense to what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. Okay? No offense.
Okay.
But whatever
That's
I'm going to say.
What I did
you
at
have
all.
Every right to say. But it's like, you weren't reading a story about that guy. Then you're like, well, what about the time where she dissed Celine? And what about, like, you
These
weren't
were
reading
all
a story.
Examples that the guy said.
I know
she dissed Celine because she was told not to hug her.
And that's the thing. I didn't know that. So I was only explaining what this guy said.
Just saying.
I was reporting this other man's reporting.
It didn't feel like reporting.
Good evening.
Maybe this is why we don't use notes.
Welcome to the program.
It kills the vibe.
In Taylor Swift news.
Oh, I already used mine. Hack, get in there.
She was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, I guess, last night.
Her thing comes out tomorrow, right?
Guys,
did
we
you watch
get
it?
The docuseries tomorrow. Only the first two episodes, I think. We don't get the whole thing just
on
yet.
On
Disney Plus. Yeah. But then she's also releasing the extended version of the Eras Tour, which includes the Tortured Poets Department piece, because that wasn't on Disney Plus yet. So we are getting that. So in promotion of that, she was on Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And he asked her about like online chatter where people are like, you should give someone else a turn. Go away so we can talk about how good you were. And she just simply was like, I don't want to. And I love
that statement. Is the wildest state. Like, would you say that to anyone else?
No. And that's what's so infuriating about the people who spend their time trying to prove that she's a narcissist. Like, you wouldn't do that to anyone else.
Oh my God. Hey, Jeff Bezos, you've got enough money.
Right.
Step aside and let, you know, the Nile River website.
Right.
Like, no, he's going to like, I own Amazon and I'm not going to stop.
I think people do say that about.
I know, but sure, but even in that
Wait.
Also, that's a very.
Hey. I've been doing this job for 20 some years. Should I step aside? Oh, God.
Well, in don't look at the text.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay, guess what?
Thank you for giving us jobs.
I'm gone. I'm going to, you know what, guys?
Mm.
It's time for me to step aside.
Nope.
So
now you have to stay.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
so well played.
Let's run it back. 27 more, baby.
Wow. Okay, that was a very good story. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We already know that Aaron shares a lot in common with a particular Jonas brother, Nick.
Oh, yeah, diabetic daddy.
Yes, but there's something else she has in common with
another Jonas brother.
You're
going here.
I can't parallel park.
Joe Jonas cannot parallel park.
This is really
it's actually what it was.
This is a viral moment.
Yeah.
Viral video of him trying to, somebody filmed him trying to parallel park for like 5 minutes.
It's
in
so
New York
funny.
City.
In a big, I think he's in a G-Wagon.
Yeah.
And
the G-Wagon's got to have the auto park, does it not?
Apparently not.
He doesn't know how to use it. If it does.
Is it really? G-Wagon's not that wide, like that, not that long. He just sucks.
I just think he sucks.
Mm-hmm. He commented on the video, said, this is AI.
I think he also
Did he
said...
really?
Yeah, he said something else, too.
Because the person who posted it was like, I've been watching Joe Jonas trying to park for 15 minutes. And he said, like, 15 minutes, and he didn't try to help me once.
He said that, too. Yeah, exactly. It's funny. He's funny, but
he's
he got
Prince of New York City.
Just valet, bro. You're
it
Joe
was like
Jonas.
A normal coffee shop. You think they got a valet?
Well, find somewhere that is. Oh, don't go to a normal coffee shop. You're Joe Jonas.
But he's... The Prince of New York, he just lives a normal life there.
He does, really?
Yeah, there's a TikTok of some girl being like, my roommate's dog hates Joe Jonas. And he's like trying to pet it, and it's like.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah. Okay, I stand corrected.
Good Who's evening.
Up? Good evening.
Watch your spam calls because Jen Shah is out of prison. She went to jail for, I don't know how long exactly. I think she was. 3 years?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
She's from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. She went to jail for a marketing scheme.
Well, it was like elder abuse.
Yeah.
She did?
Oh. They would spam call people and say like, you know, you have a loan or like an outstanding
bill.
And she
would get money from them?
Millions. Yeah. It was something like she was trying to teach elderly people how to use their emails and then was just like stealing money from them.
Okay.
And you're a real house. Yes. You're a Real Housewife of Salt Lake City. Why?
Yeah.
But is that how she got onto Real Housewives?
I think so.
She was rich because she'd been scamming people.
Probably. She's a wackadoodle.
Well, Slacker, you never check your email. I feel like... Oh.
I'm getting a call.
Elder abuse.
Hello?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I made a point of stopping by the calendar on my way in here. Today is December 11th, which means... it's the 11th stray of Christmas.
Wow.
Look how proud TX is of me.
It only took us 9 days to figure that out.
It's really 11.
It took 11. Us 11 days.
And it's undone already.
Oh my God. Help us. We are doing a stray a day. It can be a dog, can be a cat. And they're all coming from Lola's Rescue. Want to really thank those guys.
Like, yeah.
They came on board when no one else would. No, I mean... the second we talked about maybe trying to adopt some pets out for this time of year, they were immediately responsive. Is your dog asleep?
Yeah, pretty much. He's real tired.
I don't know what happened with yesterday's stray yet, Moo Moo, but this is another one from the same litter.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And who do you have?
This is Rascal. He has the most beautiful eyes you've ever seen. They're kind of the color of the sweater I'm wearing.
They're crazy. Like
you can't see him because he's asleep.
But he wake up.
So asleep.
But I will. So
did you get any pictures of him before?
Oh, yeah. When he was playing, I've got pictures and videos.
Yeah, he's kind of the inverse of Moo Moo, isn't he? Like the colors, right?
Yeah, darker rather than more white.
Did you see this dog's eyes, Hack?
No, I didn't
yet. You can't see him now. Peter Forsberg from the Avs. Okay. Like crystal Oh my God, look at those eyes.
Why does T-Hack seem so uninterested?
Because he, you know what it is? We always talk about how pretty T-Hack's eyes are, and he doesn't like the competition.
Yeah, maybe I'll fall asleep.
We would prefer it.
Come over here. No. Come lay in my arms and I'll pet your little hair.
So cute. Let's
go through the same stuff. Yes. What kind of dog?
Rascal is a Collie Lab mix who's 8 weeks old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
About to get spayed and neutered. The whole litter is, but everything else, they've got the microchips, the vaccines, all of that.
That's another cool thing about Lola's. Yeah. Like, I remember getting Moxie and needing to go back for more shots mm-hmm. and needing to go back for the spay or the neuter or whatever. And it's like, done. Yeah. Like, one-stop shop. Stop it. Stop holding that dog up so I can
He's
see.
He's so tired.
He's so tired.
Yeah. They work hard. They play hard.
Yeah.
And the rest of the litter they won't be featured on the 12 strays page.
Right.
But the rest of the litter are available through Lola's,
yes,
I believe.
Wait till you see Ralphie. Not that I don't love Rascal.
I have a feeling Ralphie will not be available. So we're not going to feature Ralphie on the 12 strays, right? Because Ralphie is another one from the litter with basically, it looks like it's wearing Lady Gaga leopard skin boots, like fur boots on
An
the...
unexpected yeah. statement.
Yes. Weird. Am I crazy?
No.
They're like, and the front ones are like thigh highs and the back ones are like ankle boots.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Ralphie's in the back right now just...
going crazy.
Yeah. So you have a sleepy baby. Barkley, their sister, is a big kisser.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got Moo Moo, who we featured yesterday, and you've got Ralphie just tearing things up back there.
And right now, we've talked about other dogs and we've talked about people other than T-Hack. So let's go back to today's stray, Rascal.
Rascal.
If you want to, all the information, you can get on our website, but the quickest way to see everything, one click only, is to text the word strays, STRAYS, to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I think we use our airwaves right now to clear the air. Everyone can use this 100,000 watt radio station to say they're sorry for something.
Okay. Not they're sorry, not sorry. You should actually be sorry. Okay. Oh.
Just be sorry. Like, if there's something.
It's a real apology, not.
Yes.
Okay.
We used to do this every once in a while on the show, and I recall this time that this person called and said they knew the locker combination of another student mm-hmm. in school, and they would break into the locker every day because a kid would bring two sandwiches to school, and they would just take one because they were hungry, and they would just take one and they would eat it.
Oh.
And this kid went all through high school presumably going, "What? There's some sort of gremlin living in my locker." Because I lock two sandwiches in and then I come back and one is gone every day.
It's amazing that they just never got caught.
I was thinking it's amazing that he never switched lockers.
Or started put X-Lax in the sandwich or something to try to figure out who it was.
I guess maybe you go, they need it.
Well, this kid, what ended up happening is we did this on the air and the kid heard it. This is like 15 years later, hears it, goes, "Hey, I went to blah blah school in Fort Collins. Is the same person? We got him together." And it was.
No
way. This guy was trying to gain weight for wrestling.
Oh.
So that's why he was bringing two sandwiches every day and he couldn't figure it out. But he did. He was like that. He was like, "Somebody needs it more than I do."
Oh.
Wow.
So he forgave this person on the air. And it was
very cool.
It was an amazing moment. So we're asking you, did you cheat on somebody?
Oof.
Did you steal something?
Ooh, never.
Did you? You really haven't stolen anything.
No.
I know you fear authority, Erica, but come on.
Why would I steal? I had everything I needed.
Because Claire's doesn't need all of that.
nor do I.
Of all the reasoning in the world, Aaron, that's okay.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Okay. Not sorry.
Anybody want to be the first to go?
I'll go. I feel sorry. In my younger days, when I was in college, I was at a bar and I found a very large wad of cash on the ground. And so me and my buddies were like, "This is awesome. We just found this huge thing of money. It's great. Bought some drinks. I'm thinking about what shoes am I going to buy? Maybe buy those books I've been thinking about getting, you know, professor's really on me about that. So maybe I'll, uh-huh." And then a few minutes later, we saw the server who goes around with the shots, frantic.
Oh no.
Frantic. Walking around, clearly looking
her
for
tips or his tips. Or
it was hers, and I don't know if it's her tips or if it was the money that she now owed. Oh. Or like, I don't know how it worked exactly. And we left.
Oh, T-Hack.
With the money.
My heart just sank.
Everyone.
No judgment.
Exactly. This is like college, and you're like,
it's not.
It's horrifying. Like, that's terrible.
I did not steal it, but once I saw her, it was clear it was her money, and then I knew.
And it grates on you.
I knew what the right thing to do was. I also needed the money. Or thought I needed it, you know, but it was not mine to take, and I am sorry. To this day, I feel bad because I don't know.
That is exactly what we want on the phone.
I don't know what happened to her. Did she get in trouble? Did she get fired? Did somebody else make it right? Like, I don't know, and I'll never know, and I feel bad.
Dude, thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what we're looking for. Like, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have something like that. That you need to apologize. Look at Erica's face.
Yeah, I thought of one.
If you need to apologize for something, anything, we'll take it now. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I don't know why yours made me think of this, but I have to say sorry to both of my parents because when they split up, I would spend Wednesdays and every other weekend at my dad's, and I was like 14. And I would throw fits about going. I just don't think I liked the change and I didn't like what it meant, but I took it out on both of them very badly and made my dad probably feel horrible because he's like, so my daughter doesn't even want to see
me.
But it was more like, I almost can't bear the like,
when did you
going and coming back?
When did you start to understand? Like what you're saying now, you fully understand, but you didn't understand it then.
No, probably several years. So it was like by the time our routine was really settled, of course I stopped like crying and being angry about going.
But you haven't ever apologized to him like
no.
This.
And luckily, I don't think he listens.
Oh, what do you mean luckily? Yeah, you should apologize to him.
We're not great with emotions together. Oh,
so maybe we send this to him.
No. Let him come across it on his own.
Yeah. No, I'll send it.
He's got my dad.
No, there's
speed,
something that's really beautiful, though, that you get it.
Yeah. Oh, I so when get it.
And when you're,
I started getting it the age when we would leave him on Christmas, and it felt like the worst thing in the world. Sorry. And now I'm saying sorry to Slacker because you probably know exactly what I'm saying.
No, you know what? My kids have never made me feel bad.
No. We wouldn't make him feel bad. Oh, we just felt horrible going... Okay, you're alone now. Yeah. See you in a couple days or something.
But he probably wasn't. Did he have a girlfriend or something?
No, these were the years before that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God for my stepmom.
There's two more of us to go. One can go now and one can go with callers. You want to go?
Sure. In fifth grade, I had broken my arm. I had a pink cast on. And in gym class, I don't know why, we had like... a karate demonstration going on.
Okay.
And I don't know what they're called.
The sensei?
Yes, thank you. The sensei was there and we were leaving. He was handing out flyers. And with my cast, I was like, I want to see how hard I can hit him. So on his back, I just hi-yahed real hard on his back. And to this day.
Unprovoked?
Unprovoked.
And undefended?
Yeah.
And you didn't get in trouble?
No, because I don't think the teacher saw.
Oh my God.
So you just tattooed this dude.
With a cast.
Yeah. With my broken arm.
Hit him with a sledgehammer. Shivved him a couple times with a toothbrush I had whittled down in shot class.
I haven't stopped thinking. I've tried finding which like den or I don't know what they're called. Which karate place. I have no idea. But to this day, I still feel so bad.
I hope
we are the worst people on the planet.
I know, but this is good. This is good to get it off our
chest.
Isn't
it good though? Don't you feel better?
What if the sensei calls? What if he's not even called that? And he calls and he's like Aaron,
there's
it's
a guy
all good.
Out there that tells a story.
I do hope he hears this.
Like he's at Thanksgiving dinner and it's like, Do you remember that year when I was at a school and some chick hit me with a cast?
Some red-headed, broken-armed kid.
And I've had sciatica ever since. Like, she crushed my spine.
I had to give up karate.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, my gosh, guys.
I was going to turn pro. Okay.
I remember he gave me the dirtiest look. It's
no kidding.
No, I deserved it. I know, but I'm just saying it's ingrained in my brain.
Theirs are both really bad. Mine just got money. I'm not that. No. Theirs are really
bad.
That
girl probably had to work for free.
Or she got fired.
Yeah. And I was just a kid with mixed emotions.
Oh, theirs are bad. I don't know.
All right. If you want to apologize, we're giving you the radio station to do it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are accepting apologies right now, not to us, but to, if there's somebody out in the universe you want to apologize to.
I would accept apologies if you guys feel bad for being so mean to me sometimes.
I didn't really apologize to anybody. I have a really short one that I can do.
Sure.
There was a girl named Tamara who really, really, really liked me. And I would just, she became like my booty call.
Oh, that's
like I would.
And she wanted to date you.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, I'd go out to the bars, do my best, not make it happen. And then I'd pound on the door at 2 a.m.
Everything on this.
I know, but it's like,
you'd pound
so
on the door,
cute.
You wouldn't even call?
No.
Didn't have cell phones.
Well, I mean, I sent up smoke signals. No, yeah. But I mean, and in retrospect, like, she was so lovely and such a nice person. And I'm just pounding on her door and she's just so happy to take me in.
Super
and like,
happy
oh my,
to see you.
Yes. And it's just so like, we'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, maybe.
And you wouldn't.
Well, yes, if nothing else panned out.
You'd see her at 2 a.m. again.
Uh-huh.
That's so mean.
Dude, I thought this was judgment-free apology zone.
It's good. It grates on you.
Yeah, there's times, because now I have a daughter, and it's like, if anybody did that, I'd kill him.
Yeah.
I'd kill him. Oh, this guy just shows up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, tell me his name.
She's so much, I think women now are a lot smarter than that. Sometimes.
I'm pretty charming.
Yeah. Okay. Tina, you
shut. Guess what? I just lost everything phone related, so you can still see who's on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I taking line
this
one?
This is Blake.
Blake.
Yay.
Yay.
How are you guys?
We're good. What are you apologizing for?
All right. So basically, I dropped my wallet at a smoke shop. Am I allowed to say the name?
Sure.
Okay. So it was called the Smoking Buddha. And someone found it, and they found my business card inside, and they called me. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, there was like $1,200 in my wallet. He drove in Parker to a bank and met me and gave me my wallet back untouched, didn't take anything. And I just feel bad for not offering him anything.
You didn't give him anything?
Oh,
sorry.
Judgment?
Sorry.
Yeah. Judgment free?
Here I was getting scolded.
He even apologized for going through my wallet to look for something to be able to contact.
Did you have a 20 like, in there?
Dude.
This is 8 years ago. I was 20-something years old, and I didn't think about it.
Blake,
I still feel bad.
Blake, this isn't judgment, but just for a moment, you were out all $1,200. So if you gave him $1,100 as an award, or reward, you'd still be ahead.
But no one would ever expect you to give $1,100.
Correct. But
maybe
what
100.
I'm saying, the logic is, he could have brought you back, and you'd still be ahead if he brought you back an empty wallet, but you got all your cards, and you'd have
and
to go to the DMV.
I agree.
That makes me sad.
Terrible. Still to this day, I wish I knew who the guy was so I could apologize. Like,
maybe he's listening.
If he's listening, text in to 303-222. You know, we're just going to get inundated. We're like, yep, that was me. Yeah, give
me
the reward.
He's
not
going to give you anything give me now. Reward.
Or he's listening. Well, he's like, I feel like it was $1,500.
He met me off a bank off of Cottonwood Drive in Parker. If you're out there, let me know who you are.
Okay.
This is about 8 years ago.
We'll find him. Thank you for the call, Blake.
All right.
That's really... Candace?
Yes.
Yes. Who are we apologizing to?
Oh, Yai. Yai.
You're going to apologize to us, I guess.
We're apologizing. Her name is Amy Whalen.
Okay. Let's just get the whole thing out there.
A friend of mine and I knew where her key was, and we broke into her house, and we stole a bunch of her clothes, and the worst part was we wore them to school.
And you would just...
What?
Did she know... Would she go, that's my blouse?
She was very timid and shy.
Did she have great style? Why were you doing this?
Or is it just...
Well, she came from a wealthy family, so she always had really nice stuff.
And you were just mean girls.
And we were mean girls.
Oh, I hate when you realize you were the mean girl.
To her, yeah. It was only to her, and it was only that one time, but I feel awful about it, and I always have.
This is good.
This is exactly what this is for. So.
I hope that she hears this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope she does too.
Yeah. Wow. You owe her some stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't need the money, but it's just that.
Right, but it's the humiliation. So invasive to have someone go through your things.
I don't know how many more I can do.
Yeah, I feel itchy.
Gabriel?
Yai.
Go ahead and apologize. Who are you apologizing to?
I'm apologizing to Ashley, and I never even really told her, but towards the end of our relationship, it was about a 2-year relationship, we stopped hanging out as much, stopped texting as much, and I could just kind of tell there was a buffer between us, and I was an insecure guy at the time, so I thought she was going to cheat on me first, so I went to her best friend's house and ended up sleeping with her, and I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag. I was a real dirt bag then, so...
Wait, does Ashley know that you slept with her best friend?
After like a year after it happened, yeah, she found out and they're no longer best friends.
Wow.
And you
know
just,
what, though?
You torpedoed everything.
But that was not just on him. The best friend could have gone, what are you doing?
Just break up.
I know, but the best friend also could
have
gone,
she's
no chance.
A dirtbag.
Yeah.
But now you know how stupid that was, right?
Wait, say that again?
No, I want to believe that's somebody in the background laughing.
I think it is.
Yeah, okay. As long as you're making amends, so we'll accept the apology on her, on Ashley's behalf. One more.
Okay.
Jenna?
Yai.
Apologies. Sorry.
So I feel really, really bad even sharing this because I never apologized to my brother, I don't think. But I was probably 6th grade, and my dad had bought my mom this like really expensive bracelet, and I was like mesmerized. I wanted it, I wanted to wear it, I wanted to have it. Oh. So I snuck into her room and I took it one day and I wore it to school, and she noticed it was gone. It was like Saturday the next day, she noticed it was gone. She woke us up out of bed, so my brother was in like some boxer shorts. She lined us up and she's like, you know what, where is my bracelet? What happened to it? It was here. Who took it? And my brother had been in a lot of trouble recently. He had been stealing things. He had been just generally getting in trouble, being a rowdy teen. And she assumed it was him. And I stayed quiet. And he got kicked out of the house in his boxers because he got angry for being accused of it. And so he flipped out. And I just kind of stood there and watched it happen because he created the scene. And I... never.
Did you keep the bracelet?
So I hid it in a sock in my room.
Wow.
And like a month or two later, I went to put my socks on and I felt something in my sock, and I thought it was like a spider or a bug or something. So I screamed and I ran to my mom's room. And she looked inside and she found the bracelet.
And she still thought your brother maybe put it there.
No, she just kind of looked at me in the most disappointed, like, mom.
But your brother got booted out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, not like forever, right?
Not forever. Okay. It was like the weekend. He stayed at a friend's house and then he came back.
Weekend? I thought it was like an hour.
He's in his underwear. For the weekend.
He was angry. He was so angry, that he just didn't come home for the whole weekend. And then he ended up coming back. But Yeah, I don't think I ever apologized to him. I don't know if my mom ever said anything to him. She was just so disappointed in me that I never looked at her again about it. Like, I didn't ever bring it up.
All right.
Well, a lot of people like to listen to us in their underwear. Maybe he's
yes, if
listening.
If you're him, text in as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I hate that I have to do this, but I think I'm going to have to make T-Hack happy.
Oh.
Oh. You could like it. Right?
I went through a time in my life where I was an avid cyclist. I biked all the time.
Oh. You did?
I'll get back to it. Oh, God.
Did you wear the spandex?
I never went there because I find that, I do find that stupid. Like if T-Hack would go to the Y sometimes and do a pickup basketball game or whatever, which is totally fine because he's just wearing cutoff sweats and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But if he rolls in full NBA gear, you look stupid, bro.
Yeah, there are videos that go viral every once in a while of like a guy in a full Michael Jordan jersey, shorts, shoes.
Okay, but like, spandex on a bike is different.
No,
because you don't want your clothes to get caught.
No, you can wear the stuff underneath. I have the biker shorts with a big padded butt on it and their spandex and stuff. But like, if you're out there.
You throw a little sweat short over them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not, because a lot of times, like swimmers will shave their legs to shave off like a quarter of a second, right?
Right, but you're not an athlete at that level.
Correct. I've seen bikers on the road in the spandex with the shaved legs, and they're like, and the curved helmet, like they're in the wind chamber, and you're like.
The helmet's longer than they are somehow.
Yes, it all goes down their back, and you're like, what?
I do think my stepdad is a spandex biker, but I don't think he's like shaven for it.
You sure?
I'm not. And I don't want to know.
Why don't you check?
I'm okay.
Next time
you
see him, I just have him pull his little pant leg up.
I see your little legs.
This is not about cyclists per se. Okay. But okay. I have a question. Am I a curmudgeonly old man or have the e-bike people gone too far?
Oh.
Are they wearing spandex?
No. You got to follow me on this because I feel very curmudgeonly, but I'm like, I'm sick of it. Have you seen the e-bikes? Have they taken over your neighborhood?
Not really. That's why I'm
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's what, like you can't walk your dog in my neighborhood because they're like.
What?
Really?
You can get up to 30. They're fun.
I would die.
You are making my point. They get up to what?
30.
What?
Yeah.
That feels way
too fast.
I've seen
a 6-year-old boy helmetless buzz by me. Explain to me how that's different than a motorcycle that needs license and insurance.
It's not.
Yeah. Are the e-bikes the ones, do you just lay them down like the scooters or is there like a hub where you have
to buy them.
Yeah, you just buy them. Okay.
Like the e-bikes
are
there are
like the rent ones too. I've never been on those.
So not the rented ones specifically.
They are also e. They have pedals so you can assist, but then they'll get moving.
Okay.
I would bet the e-bikes from Lime and whatever probably have a governor on them to keep them under 15.
Yes.
But
although those scooters go fast. They do.
A little too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're outside of a car, 10 feels like 100.
Yes.
Because I think you've been on a scooter going 40, but you've probably gone like 12.
The first and only time I've been on a scooter was here in Denver many years ago.
And?
I was very drunk. I should not have been riding that thing. Luckily, no crash.
Okay.
But Dane's had quite the accident on a scooter as well.
So this is exactly what I'm talking about. And like, I was just in a strange neighborhood driving around and I saw a kid. I was just.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Trolling for drugs.
Okay. Listen,
it's in a neighborhood near here.
Okay.
And I saw a kid on an e-bike and he biffed it.
Oh,
no.
And.
Was he wearing a helmet?
No.
Oh, no.
Did you watch a kid die?
I shouldn't say this out loud because the mom is probably listening. Without a doubt, I saw a Joe Theismann-like break to his arm. He definitely shattered his arm.
Oh, no.
Joe what?
Joe Theismann. Oh, you don't know?
I don't know it either.
Or Ed McCaffrey. Joe Theismann was a quarterback for the Redskins a long time, but he was the most famous.
I don't want to see it.
On film, like his leg snapped in half, and the announcers were like, he's left the field. Let's see if we can see what happened. And they just kept showing it. And you're like, guys, stop. Like,
they don't do that anymore.
No, now they don't.
Now they go, we cannot
show that
replay.
I don't know what to look for. There's too many people on the field.
Dude, it's
Aaron,
just the quarterback.
The fact you're watching this is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, His arm definitely shattered.
Oh, no.
You guys, is it legal to ride a motorcycle without a license?
No.
Then why is it legal to ride? Why should an 8-year-old boy be able, like, they don't have helmets. There are some, I will say this, some in my neighborhood have the full motocross helmet because they're getting into the cosplay of it all or whatever.
Yeah.
I respect that part of them. Like, good on you. But you still, they should not be allowed to ride it. And they're on a sidewalk.
I agree. That's what's even weirder. It's so how come they're on the sidewalk? But that's the number one thing. Cyclists, when I go against them, they're like, we can't ride on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
We have no choice.
And exactly.
Well, you put a motor in it, and now all of a sudden.
Now they're on the sidewalk running over my dog.
I am sure any cyclists right now are so angry that you just compared them to the e-bikers.
I know, because they're really using their legs and they're following traffic laws. They're on the street.
They're wearing helmets.
Okay. Are they?
I take it back that I was going to try to make you happy today. I'm against e-bikes, but I will never be against cyclists.
Come on. They're doing
it right.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Keep your workout out of my... I'm trying to just get home. I don't want to run you over on the way.
This is your problem
with
cyclists.
Thing.
Keep your workout out of my way. What about runners?
Yeah.
Walkers?
Not in the street.
Okay. Have I told you about the... I know through family a... I think 12-year-old who like went to court because they hit someone while on an e-bike. Mm-hmm. Yes. It has become a real problem.
Then who pays that? If you don't have insurance, who pays that? The parents?
Probably.
Then you're an idiot for buying your kid an e-bike.
Yeah.
These things need to be, look, I'm not a curmudgeon. Mm-hmm. They need to be illegal or licensed or insured or both.
This feels like an episode of Parks and Rec. This feels like something that Leslie Knope would absolutely be angry about.
I'm not crazy, you guys.
No, you're not.
There's going to be a billion more e-bikes because everybody gets them as gifts and stuff. There's going to be more and more and more. And like this kid, I was starting to pull over to help him and he was clearly in front of his house because a woman came running out. And I was like, his arm was shattered. And like, that's a copay. And what do you say?
What happened? He fell off his e-bike.
Right, which should be illegal.
I feel like they're only going to get faster and faster, too.
I know.
And kids are going to figure out how to hack them and like make them go.
So when I was like pulled over thinking about this, I looked it up, and there are mods, and you can get them to like 45.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so when did you order any? Or?
I've got 4 of them on order.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I have a weird sort of moral dilemma. I don't really know what this is. Friend of show went to like a school performance.
Like the you kids. Know.
Yeah, they have their like choir
show.
Or yeah. The band or the theater, yeah. Whatever. And
all I can think about is I'm door holder number three.
Door holder number three. It's a really good one.
It's happening more and more often where you guys do references that I don't understand.
Yeah. I'll have to show you this video after. Okay. I think it's what made Dane fall in love with me. Yeah. That whole Christmas, all I would say is door holder number three.
What is this from?
You've seen Love Actually, right?
You guys.
Hold on.
I can't sit through it. It's so.
First of all, what's wrong with you?
Because it's another one of those movies where the hype around it is not worth. You guys have all made it like the greatest movie of all time. It's not that good. It's good. And I understand there's 14 stories and we're going to tie them all together at the end.
They're Yay. All at the Christmas show.
And one of the kids is in the Christmas show and he's like a lobster, the nativity lobster.
Number one.
Yeah.
I just watched it. And they say,
Heck, have you seen it?
There's two lobsters in the nativity scene.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, real life. This kid is going as door holder number three at the nativity.
Okay.
And he's like practicing it in the video. He's so cute. He reminds me so much of my nephew. I'll show you the video later.
Well, I've forgotten what we were talking about.
We'll
be right back.
Christmas shows at the school.
It's like there's concerts, there's whatever. Friend of show goes to see their child. I'm trying to leave everything out of it so they don't get any trouble. Okay. When you go to see your child or you, Aaron, go see your nephew or you nephew, like, when they get on stage, you want dead silence.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody standing up with their phone in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like there's some protocol to it.
Yeah.
Well, behind them is a couple with a whiny, cryy, fussy baby.
Okay. You'll have that with babies. They tend to fuss.
And the other child is sick.
Oh, no.
The question is this.
I think that's a man coughing.
A little. No, but it's like maybe the kid has smoked a pack of Marlboros every day for whatever.
As kids do.
Let's start with the baby crying.
Yeah.
It's your obligation to get that kid out of the room.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Oh, but my kid's next. I don't care. Get that kid out of the room.
Well, but so one parent has to miss their kid if. Like
it, yeah, da- or if it's a single parent, then they have to miss their kid. Maybe you should have got a babysitter for that other kid. You don't.
Oh, no,
you can't. Then everyone else misses their kid's performance, is what you're saying.
No,
so you're saying everyone
know.
Else. Oh, here's my daughter's solo. She's singing, but
right, can't hear anything.
I'm sorry. What's she doing?
At the minimum, because like not everyone can afford a nanny. Like I totally get that. Take the kid to the back.
And yes.
Watch
like
your other
the
kid.
Way to
yeah.
The back. Yeah.
Yes.
Especially taking them out, like then the kid misses it too, depending how old they are.
The kid's
now, they
focused
can't
on breathing.
Yeah, the kid's
they're
crying.
Coughing and crying, yeah.
Okay.
You take the kid out. It's just the rule.
Because I would be really bummed if I flew out to see my nephew's performance and behind me is a baby crying so loud that I don't know what Dawson just did.
Right.
You guys keep using the word performance. Let's talk about these.
It is a performance,
things.
No matter
Come
what.
Come on. Come
okay,
on.
You're Dude, the theater person. You
I
should
know.
Respect it.
I respect it, but you get it. You see it. You get it. It's fine. There's kids everywhere. It's a school, probably.
But it's still
it's probably
your,
in a gymnasium somewhere.
For sure.
With kids.
You still want to see. I guarantee you, you're talking a good game right now, but when it's Leo up there, buddy, you're going to demand silence.
Don't you remember the preschool graduation at the park?
What happened? I don't remember.
Hack was there. Hazel was there. There were some tears shed. It was a very emotional
tears
time.
Tears shed by Hack?
I thought so.
I don't know where, I don't remember where you're going with this. Genuinely.
Would you hate if someone was there with their crying, coughing kid as your kid is going up and getting their diploma?
Yeah, what if they ruined that moment for you? Wouldn't it have shaken you out of that gaze that you had where you were feeling proud as a father?
No, I was holding my young daughter too. She was probably coughing. Sorry, I can't, she's probably sick.
What?
Every kid is sick all
the
time.
I hear what you're saying. Just give me a second. Hold on, what?
I am communicating fine. I hear you fine.
The sick feels different than the crying baby. The sick is like, what are you going to do? Your kid's sick. All kids are sick. You take them to the thing. You tell them to But the crying
this
baby.
This is two different things. We'll talk about the crying in a second, but okay. I will say this. If you have a kid who's coughing and sneezing and stuff, they got to go to the back. Especially if you haven't taught your kids how to do the vampire thing.
I don't know about
that.
Because
this kid hocked up a little loogie on to this person. Like they turned to talk to their significant other and it was like, on their face.
Yeah. And it's gross, but kids are gross.
Yeah, and you're a parent yourself. You've never been in that situation where your kid's done something. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Right, but if you know your kid's having a coughing fit, get him out of there. Like, the point of that
we
thing...
We don't know if they said sorry, if they noticed.
We don't know that, but I'm just saying, this is a dual threat family. They're doing two things wrong. You really are doing two things wrong.
I think parents, their kids get to a certain age where now you're out of the thick of it, where you have, and then you forget what it is all of a sudden. You're like, that kid coughed on me. Like, yeah, and your kid coughed on a bunch of people too when they were younger.
Yeah,
and it was hard to control, and it's embarrassing, and it's awkward, and you just hope for grace from the people that happens.
Or should you not bring a sick kid into? Do you guys remember when we shut society down over a glorified cold? Right?
Yeah, like, but that
same
was a
difference,
while
right?
Ago.
Keep your kid, keep your distance,
I
keep.
I know, but say you woke up that morning and kid's sick. But your other kids' performances that night, you got to bring the kid because odds are all the kids in that gymnasium are sick anyway.
Right, but then you guys got to, like, I don't know how to say this, but you may not believe this because everybody thinks I'm this pretentious b-hole. I would, if I had a sick kid and a crying baby, I guarantee you I would be in the back row.
Yeah.
The back row.
That is probably
closest
logical.
To the exit. So if my kid's coughing, I'm like, go out there and wait. If my kid's crying, I get up and go out. Dead serious.
It depends
man.
How old the kid is to go out and wait. But even with Mia's got a guitar solo coming up and you're going to be outside, you're going
to
miss it.
I would have to, dude.
Because, are you serious?
Yes, because the trombone solo's next. And that if my kid's screaming and crying, then just I'm so selfish that I need to see my daughters and I'm gonna ruin everybody else's. That's insane to me. Like,
I just feel like, aren't we all in it together? We're all parents. We all got kids. We're all sick. The parents are sick. The kids are sick. The teachers are sick.
Okay, take sick off. Just the baby then. Take the crying baby.
It's a gymnasium. Kids are loud.
Yeah, this is where I was in a wedding a few years ago. There was like a 1-year-old flower girl. She gets down the aisle. She starts losing it.
Aww.
Her dad did the right thing. Scooped her up and ran as far away as he could.
As you should, like a live grenade. But, throw yourself on it.
But what if it had been just the bride's sister? Because it was the bride's niece. What if just the bride's sister had been there?
She's got to go.
No chance. That's your sister getting married.
She's got to
so
go.
It's like, I see where I'm torn. She's got to go. Luckily, the brother-in-law of the bride was like, obviously, I got to bow out on this one.
Right.
But he wanted out of there anyway.
Yes, that is probably true.
They went and locked themselves in a bar and she was crying so hard.
At home. It's getting real
no,
bad.
He wanted to be there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Talk.
Guys, is the song over?
Yeah, it's way over.
Oh, do you want me to start?
Okay. I don't have any. I
would like to
respect
something.
The people I work for.
I would. Oh my gosh. Okay, fine. I will say it. Okay. I have one big question for everyone listening and everyone in this room. Okay. And frankly, everyone out there in the hallways.
Okay, just for clarification for people listening, our holiday party is happening during our, it's literally happening right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are people walking, it's supposed to be on a floor below us, but there are people just walking by right now. It's ridiculous.
They wanted to hold it when all the important people could come.
Correct. Yeah. It's so transparent who they didn't want at the party.
It is a bit odd. It is a bit odd.
It's not a bit odd. It's just like, hey, guys.
And I want to explain something about this holiday party.
Yeah.
It's for our employees. It's here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And there you do not bring your significant other, your best friend. There's no plus ones, which is fine. But my question...
It works out for me like you could not believe.
I bet it does.
But it's not fine. I have umbrage with it. Come on. Let us bring a plus one.
Especially if it's here. Yeah. I agree.
Like, we're not paying for anything.
You guys get so many things backwards. It's crazy how many things you guys get backwards. The party's here on the 10th floor. The big, huge guy from the radio station next door is on a microphone, like, what's the word? Like, harassing people into karaoke.
Yeah.
Okay?
Pressuring, yeah.
That would be the word.
Which, I've never done karaoke, and I'm not going to start tonight.
Great.
So, I'm never going to do karaoke at a holiday party for my office on the floor below okay. where I work. Like, that doesn't make sense.
See, get it all out. You don't want your sig other here.
At least there'd be more people to talk to than the people I talk to.
I want everyone to have their sig others too. Yeah. It'd be fun.
No, it wouldn't.
You know?
It doesn't, adding more people to a bad party doesn't make it a good party.
Okay, well, here's my question.
You know what I'm saying?
My question to everyone was, does anyone actually enjoy their company holiday party? And I've worked other places than here, and it always felt forced. We would do like a white elephant, and it was like, I don't even know half these people.
And would it be held at your other job?
No, it would be like at a restaurant or.
So they did Dundee's.
No,
it was like
no plus one.
Like at Chili's.
Yeah.
I would love for this to be hosted at a Chili's.
Oh my gosh, yeah, fire me up.
Yeah.
Presidente margaritas.
Yeah, I was going to say their cocktails are so good.
No, they're not.
Yes,
I mean, they're
are.
Like bad good, but they're
and like
let's do
triple
this.
Dipper.
Do you
want to
have a Slacker Show Christmas
Chili's,
party?
I love you.
I recommended that months ago.
We can do it. We'll do it at El Jardín. We'll have Slackeritas.
Oh my God, I would love that. Can we bring
give
our
us
plus
a back
ones?
Room? Mm. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But is it just the four of us? And so it'd be 2, 4, 6, 7 of us?
Might be like 6.5. Not sure.
Oh, God.
And that's a whole other topic.
Abort the mission! Abort! Okay.
But like, have you guys ever had a holiday party where you're like, yeah!
Did you say that at your other companies, it was no plus ones too?
The white elephant wasn't. And then they would do this thing where we'd go to like Disneyland and we would have a plus one.
Are you kidding me?
I know. So.
Did Seacrest pop for that?
No. That was like just a thing. And then like winners would win their way into our Christmas parties. And that was very cool and enjoyable. But it wasn't sitting around drinking with the people I see every day at work.
Yeah, but there's so many people we don't see, though.
I literally don't know anyone down there, so I don't know what I'm complaining about.
I think there's name tags.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't been out of the studio. Like, we're all barricaded in here. I think they're wearing name tags.
Okay.
Because, like, there's different departments here that you just don't... This is your moment. Let's embrace it.
So you want me to have a better attitude about this?
I do. Okay. I want everybody in this room, if the party's going to suck, everyone in this room's like, this party's going to suck. We should have our spouses here. No. Like, it's like, you guys focus on the wrong crap. Like, if it's going to suck, then let it suck. And we'll just go in as a team. The four of us, we'll rock it and then we'll bounce and we'll go to Ocean Prime or somewhere and we'll have fun.
When does my spouse come into play?
No, did my heart Ocean Prime? I don't care.
I just want to go home and have dinner. I feel like the holiday parties that just make you get home late aren't doing much for
and
you.
Doesn't it seem? It seems like holiday parties are kind of like, isn't that when people kind of share a kiss they're not supposed to do? And if you're not even allowing any plus ones here, and there's definitely lots of alcohol, it just seems like a bad mix, right?
Well, yeah, that's when the kisses
this party
that
good
are
for
what I'm saying. Yeah,
no, it's good for me.
Okay.
Oh yeah, all the single women that you really want to boink in
this. I don't care if they're
building.
Single.
Yeah, their plus ones aren't here.
Can I? I'm gonna ruin everything right now.
Hmm.
And this, I swear, this is like, but don't look at the text because they're probably saying the same thing. Do you feel like you have to go to this party?
Yeah.
Everyone in the room?
Yeah.
If you're a true manifester, you get to go to this party.
Oh my gosh.
You still have a job in
radio. Oh, well.
You still have a job in radio.
Okay.
We all get to go to the
party.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about spanking.
It just, why does the word feel so wrong?
Were you spanked?
Yeah.
As a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't want to clarify yet. I was going to give her a little more rope.
Yeah. And also like, okay.
Okay.
My siblings and I were troublemakers together. When the four of us got going, like,
you have three girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the boy got spanked more than you. He's the oldest too, right?
I was going to
say no. No, he was such a better kid than the three girls. We just fueled each other.
Oh.
Yeah, we would make Danny play games like Kissing King and Pretty Pretty Princess with us.
Oh.
Do we want to explore the Kissing King thing?
If he caught us and kissed us, we were out. Not on the lips. Maybe I shouldn't have revealed this.
On the butt?
No.
Spank. What?
On the face.
Okay.
We were just kids.
That's cute.
I have been wondering for a real long time how the adult industry has skewed towards that weird stepbrother, stepsister thing. And I'm starting to get that the origins are in...
We are full siblings, for the record. Gross.
Well, you're the one who played Kissing King with
like
your brother.
7-4. Like, okay. Yeah. Math doesn't. Anyway, I shouldn't have revealed that. Yes,
no.
I got spanked.
We should try it. There's four of us in the room.
Ready, set, go.
Who is the Kissing King?
Probably you.
No, well, it's
Erica
not
knows
be.
The rules already.
Okay, so we were just kind of discussing spanking off the air, and now it's spilled over here, and it's turned into Kissing King. Let's get back to just the hitting of children.
Right. And God forbid siblings kiss.
I would say... Like, everyone in this room has been spanked? Kind of?
Yeah.
Kind of. My dad attempted once, and I just remember laughing so hard that it didn't work.
Right. He's like, this is doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't good at it?
I don't know.
Explain why.
Yeah.
Don't want to talk about anyone being good at it.
No, but I mean, like, why would you be laughing?
I just wasn't taking it seriously.
Scared?
No.
What?
And my dad was a sheriff.
Was he in uniform while he was doing it?
I think he was.
And Aaron's like, LOL, no.
Yeah.
That is.
Oh my gosh.
Because to me, I got spanked a couple times.
And he had a belt.
Oh.
He was doing it with the belt?
I think he got the belt after as more of a threat. And then it was just like, no, it's not working.
Okay. Here's the weird thing about spanking. You're not spanking your kids or you are?
No, we're not. We're not. I have spanked my son one time out of I lost my cool. And I gave him a little swat. More of a swat than a spank. Because I never had
I love it when parents start to do this. It was a smack. It wasn't a spank. It was a slap. Well,
if it's a one-time thing, I feel like it's not a spank. Spankings are like predetermined.
Yeah. And I never had that. I never had the like, go. Definitely not like go get the spoon or go, like I've heard about my parents. I never had that. And I never was like, you're going to be spanked 2 hours from now when your dad gets home. It was more like in the moment.
Oh my God. That is the effectiveness of a spank.
Is the dread?
100%.
Oh, wow.
We would hear just like, girls! Like, it was not.
That's who, your mom or your dad?
Oh, my dad.
Your dad spanked you?
I don't like the way that sounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's like,
the Kissing King?
I don't know. That was just part of our, like, society.
Yeah.
I know, but I would think... I just feel, I grew up with four boys, right?
Right.
So, and my dad just, for sure, I didn't see it all because my oldest brother is 12 years older than me.
Mm.
I know from subsequent conversations, I would say my brothers, I do not want to, this is terrible to say out loud, but it probably borders on abuse. Like, my dad grew up on a farm. Like, his dad would just wallop him if the cows weren't milked by 5:30.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The fact that we only got spanked is like, woo, victory.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you are...
And I'm the baby of it, so he was just tired, I think.
Kind of a generation above us, so.
Easy, Tiger.
But that's what I'm saying, your dad is like multiple.
Yeah, my dad's like, I don't know what generation you'd call
it. I just don't know. I don't think it was very effective. I don't think like the correlation to the bad deed
it
being
wasn't?
Done versus the spank, there is no correlation. Like, you just get hit. It's just violence, you know?
I know, but I want to avoid violence.
Okay, but you're not actually learning any lesson
or like how to
process what you did was wrong. Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys. You,
hey, did you spank your kids?
A little.
Oh,
and well, I didn't. How every parent's like, yeah. Barely. Yeah.
When no one would just play kissing game. No, I'm just like, yeah, I didn't want to. But then you get to a point where you're like, timeouts aren't working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Go sit there. Like sitting there doesn't do anything. Sitting there knowing something bad's coming, that works. Like yeah. More often than not.
I think that's why we're all so messed up.
I know, but we're messed up in a really productive way, don't you think?
We are all together messed up, you know?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story about a man who neither lived well nor did he prosper.
I don't know. I think I know what that is.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I've got a story about a man who should absolutely stop doing this chore immediately.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Canada.
Oh, take off,
hey.
Oh, yeah, you hoser.
Yeah, in the town of Sault Ste. Marie, which is apparently right on the Michigan border.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can imagine.
Oh, yeah, it's right there on the border there.
Oh, another cold one.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be real cool. Get some back bacon. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Some back bacon. That's how, it's real good eating when it's cold.
Oh, okay. a 57-year-old man is in a lot of trouble because he assaulted his neighbor.
Oh.
Mm. The complex part here is that he assaulted his neighbor with snow. He was blowing snow out of the front of his, you know, off the sidewalks and everything.
Aaron, I don't have the sound of a snowblower, so I'm going to need you to do that.
Oh. I feel like it's a little light. It's more of a,
I don't know. I don't have one. I use a shovel.
That is so fair.
Hack, you got anything? There we go.
So on Saturday, he was blowing snow around and got into some sort of argument with the neighbor. Probably it was too loud, it was too early, whatever. And then he intentionally spun it around and sprayed them with snow.
Oh, yeah, you can direct that there.
Yeah, you
can. You can take a spot and direct her wherever you want to go there, eh?
What's interesting is the cops did not get a call about this until the next day. So the snowed man just stewed in his anger.
Oh,
and then finally,
snowed and stolen.
And he probably melted the snow that way, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He's buried.
Yeah. So
had to dig out.
You did have to dig out there.
The cops say the person wasn't hurt, but wanted to press charges, so they arrested the man for assault. And TBD court date is still upcoming.
Police,
go ahead.
Press charges. We're Canadian, eh? We've never done that.
That's first time it's ever happened.
Oh,
how do we
do
that there, sir?
I thought there'd be a snow pun in here, but nobody's got one there, eh? Be a
no
cold day
joke.
In hell. I don't have the rest of that.
Okay.
All right.
We gotta have more Canada stories. That's the only accent we do right, I think.
I didn't even attempt it.
I think I could do China, though, but you guys won't let me.
Well, we're going warm with this one. It's from Florida.
Let's go!
There was a man who stole a BMW convertible down there in Florida. He took it over 100 miles per hour before crashing it.
Yeah. Oh!
Crashed it so bad, in fact, that passing motorists saw it happen. They rushed to pull him out of the car.
Oh my God.
And then officers arrived on the scene, and he said, "Thank goodness you're here, officers. Big misunderstanding. I didn't actually steal this car.
Okay.
I was teleported into it.
What?
So it's good you came here because you saved me from the aliens."
Oh no.
What?
They said,
"Hold on.
What?
Teleportation happens in
space. The final frontier.
Star Trek.
It does happen in Star Trek."
Right. He's on a 5-year mission.
He might be.
Okay.
He might be doing 5 years.
I say, is he on drugs?
He also made some references to X-Men, kind of getting his sci-fi a little mixed up there.
I have that theme at the handy.
Yeah, so they took, he's in police custody.
Oh.
He's going to face a lot of charges. Yeah. They're not buying it.
Okay.
I got teleported here.
Teleportation. Yeah. That doesn't work, Gary.
No. Nope, not at all. Those were all the stupid people we could find, eh?
Oh, yeah, there.
For today.
Hey.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.